Well, lots of debate on this to go, and some messages coming in here as well. Only in Ireland would farmers complain about drought and re-wetting in the same sentence, says one observer here. Rear environment, I'm thoroughly disgusted by this government and the farming lobbies' prevarication and backpedalling. There is zero advancement to prevent us from burning in our beds. Shame, says that person. And then another person here, critical of the dairy sector. So keep them coming to 51551 or at Late Debate RTE. But moving on. If Leo goes away and has a bad summer, there's nothing to say that people wouldn't be like, F this. One of several quotes from unnamed Fine Gael TDs in Sunday's papers around Leo Varadkar's future as both party leader and Taoiseach. But last night, Leo Varadkar fought back, telling his parliamentary party to loud applause. If you've something to say, say it to my face. But Hugh O'Connell and Mr. Varadkar fighting back, but another twist in the tale, an opinion poll this morning with all the caveats. What news does it bring?
Yeah, well, Fine Gael are down 4 points to 18%. It's their lowest poll rating, I think, since the mid-90s in that Ipsos MRBI series in the Irish Times. Sinn Féin are also down, I think, to 31%. And minimal movement, I think, for Fianna Fáil. Soc Dem's also up 3 points to 5%, which is interesting, I think, in the context of Holly Kearns, because I think this is the first poll that's been done in Ipsos MRBI since she became leader. So what does that mean? I guess for Fine Gael, it's not a good poll. And it follows a succession of polls showing them. I mean, there was one behaviour and attitudes poll for the Sunday Times recently that had them at 15%. A series of Ireland Thinks polls from my own newspaper, the Sunday Independent, puts them at about 20%. And that's not good for Leo Varadkar. And I think that's what's leading to the sort of nerves within the parliamentary party that you saw in my own paper. And that quote that you read out there was said to me by a Fine Gael TD speaking privately. And the Sunday Times and the Business Post carried similar coverage last Sunday. And the very fact, I think, that Leo Varadkar addressed it at the parliamentary party last night at the outset of that meeting, from what I understand, is indicative of his concern at what he read last Sunday.
Well, three articles on the same day, that's rather unusual, is it
not? It is, yeah, and I was kind of scratching my head at that myself, because when I was reporting...
They must have told you were the only journalist in town and the best person they were talking to.
Yeah, well, they always say that, but doesn't mean it's true, obviously, but... I said this in the piece that I wrote at the weekend. I didn't get the sense that there was any coordination going on, or there was, you know, there's no heave afoot or anything like that. But certainly there is a malaise within Fine Gael that I identified across all levels of the party. I spoke to more than a dozen councillors last week, all across the country, and the majority of them weren't feeling good about their prospects next year.
No,
and feeling good about the issues facing the country right now.
No real big issue, but rather several smaller issues.
Several
combined.
Smaller issues, yeah. So I mean, one of the things that came up a lot was the coronation and the behaviour of the Taoiseach's partner Matt Barrett in some of his social media posts at the coronation, the embarrassment that caused, the fact that was being raised with them by constituents. Now, there's been apologies across the board for that from Matthew Barrett, from Leo Varadkar, but other issues like, you know, the intractable housing crisis, 12 years in government.
What of the economy, Mr. Varadkar would argue,
yeah,
it's booming,
absolutely,
he would say.
But even then, I suppose, you know, Fine Gael's big idea around tax cuts not necessarily going down well with voters, not necessarily being raised.
Well, what does Mary Siri Carney think of it all? 18% in the polls today, Fine Gael's lowest since 1994. Are you worried?
No, I think that any poll is a snapshot in time at a particular time. It can be in a reaction to one event or one news story or one particular
it's
news
a
cycle.
Succession of polls,
it
though,
is. Well, I mean, this time last year we were at similar figures and we rose again. So I don't accept that. The only poll that matters to me is the one where the next day I'm going to stand in the
ord against. Succession of polls that show Fine Gael hovering between 15% and 20%.
I think that polls are a snapshot of a period of time, and when you go into a general election cycle, that actually people consolidate. They'd make a choice between a government and a party that they know, and they know to be fiscally prudent
and
to be generating
party
full
leader,
employment.
Because many of these TDs who spoke, albeit anonymously, said if the next poll or if the next polls drop below 20%, then Mr. Varadkar is in trouble. That's what the TDs were saying to journalists like Hugh. Is he?
I sat in a parliamentary party last night that was overwhelmingly supportive of their leader and overwhelmingly appreciative of the fact that in the 6 years that he has been leader of the party, that there have been unprecedented challenges to our country.
But what of his electoral record? That is the ultimate brass tacks of any party leader. Are you satisfied with his electoral record?
I was elected as a first time coming out of nowhere in 2019 in the local elections and rose to get a very, very substantial measure of the electorate. And two of us were returned and both of us were first time candidates.
But a general election,
I believe
a local
that
election.
The people of Ireland will be appreciative of the fact that we are at full employment. We have money in the bank and we are able to respond to a cost of living crisis because of the prudence and because of the leadership
Darren,
of the Fine Gael
Darren
government
O'Rourke, Mary Lou MacDonald, the only leader of the big parties that didn't drop in overall satisfaction for party leaders, but your party did have a drop itself, its first drop in quite a while. What do you attribute that to?
I think, within the margin of error, slightly beyond the margin of error, there are a range of factors that contribute to it. But I think the pattern has been, you know, quite consistent. The poll of polls has been quite consistent in terms of the picture. I think that picture reflects a mood for change, a recognition of very real challenges.
A mood for change in that some of the votes from Sinn Féin transferred over to the new Social Democrats leader, Holly Kearns. So perhaps the party is not so new after all in that mood for change, poll would suggest.
I'd say people are looking at the crises in housing and in health, the cost of living crisis, the struggle to make ends meet. We have significant employment, but people look at what are they getting for their effort. And I think in an awful lot of that, people do believe that there's a better way. I think they look to other places and look at other
consequence of the report, which has been said, is where are you going to form a government out of it all, looking at those figures?
No, I think in any of it, we contest elections, we put our manifesto forward, we aim to secure, we all do that, aim to secure as many seats as possible and enter negotiations if that's what's required.
It is the first, on the basis of
a platform.
It's the first poll since a high profile court case involving one of your former councillors, Jonathan Dowdall. Do you think that had an impact on people's minds when they were asked whether they would vote for Sinn Féin in this poll today?
I don't know. I don't know that it is.
Either way,
I think people look at things in the round and they can see the difference there. They can see the work that Sinn Féin is doing in the Dáil and the institutions.
So that doesn't make a difference,
North and South. Like, bear in mind, we have been before the electorate more recently than any of the parties.
The Green Party were in a very recent election as well. What do you make of all this and all what you've heard from your colleagues there, Brian Leddon? I saw you smiling there a moment ago.
I think the slide in Fine Gael and Sinn Féin is attributable to the previous topic, the nature restoration law, and that they haven't stepped up to the plate on it.
How are the Greens?
But just to say, you know, we can talk about electoral records. That's one metric that parties are judged on. And opinion polls is another. But you have to acknowledge that the country is at full employment, and you have to acknowledge that the economy is surging, and we're dealing with the challenges of a surging economy. And I think when we do go knocking on doors and
spending foreign direct investment, like, it's hardly a sustainable model.
The Irish economy is really going hell for leather at the moment, and you know.
But there's a body of evidence, Brian, that suggests. But there's a body of evidence, body of polling that suggests that the public aren't acknowledging that
war in Ukraine and the COVID crisis.
Like your party is the most transfer toxic of all of the political parties, above Sinn Féin, which has historically been transfer toxic. You're above them. That's how much it's being acknowledged by the public. They're looking at the government and they're not.
I think when we get into campaign mode and we explain what this government has done and the achievement of this government.
But how again, will the Green Party get in that?
We have 3 minutes left, but I can talk about public transport fares being slashed. I can talk about childcare costs being slashed.
But on 4% in a poll, are you really going to stave off Willie O'Dea's running mate or Kieran O'Donnell or Maurice Quinlivan and all these?
And there are as many achievements in Limerick as there is in every constituency around the country. And this government is one of the most successful governments.
But what of Eamon Ryan? Is he not a lightning rod for criticism for your party when it comes to knocking on doors at the next election? One suggested in one of the Sunday papers he mightn't even run again the next time.
All of these really great things that are happening in our country, whether it's this, you know, huge shift.
So it's all because of Eamon Ryan, is it?
It is. Eamon Ryan brought the Green Party from zero seats in 2011 to the huge success that we had in 2020. And to put climate and environmental politics at the very centre of government. And we've been accused of being the tail wagging the dog. We are very proud to be a part of this government and to be influencing the direction of government. And we are changing this country for the better, fundamentally. For the
very briefly, Hugh. You
well, I thought it was all Fine Gael when I was listening to Mary Sue Carney well, there. So I'm not sure who.
I was going to talk about
they're both kind of angling to create energy.
I'm sure a Fianna Fáil and Phoenix will rise from the ash now, and then all ashes will come to join us in a moment. We'll be back in a moment.